Hey everyone, welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to discuss growing up in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s here in the great state of Texas. We got our guest Old Man with us again today, but we're going to do a quick little round robin. Everyone introduce themselves, their name, year you're born. Today we're going to do a recap of 2023. Let's go.
Hey everyone, I'm C. I was born in 87.
PT, 1975.
Bubblicious, 82.
Wow.
Old Man, 56 AD.
And I'm your host, D, 1984. So we got one Gen Xer, one Boomer, and three Millennials. So who wants to kick it off? 2023, interesting year. Glad it's over. We're about to, Happy New Year to everyone out there listening. Oh, yeah, we got Tamagotchis. They're all blowing up. It's weird.
So I gave all of us, D, C, PT, and me, Tamagotchis for Christmas. So we're all experimenting and playing with them.
We're going to see how long we can keep them alive. Yeah. And who can evolve theirs, the most efficient? Fastest? Yeah. I don't know.
Probably the fastest, right?
Yeah. I don't even know what their lifespan is. Like, how long does it typically take to get from,
I don't know,
born to adult form, you know?
Yeah.
I think mine's dying.
Before oh my gosh, this guy already, we're like... 30 minutes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we just started 30 minutes ago.
All right, PT's out. That didn't take long.
Well, y'all had these as kids, though, right? I was already, like, grown.
Yeah, this was, like, high school.
Yeah,
I was already fucking making real babies at this time.
My kids were, like, real life Tamagotchis.
They wouldn't shut the fuck up and eat everything. Did they take shits in the living room? Like this little fucker?
Yeah, two or three shits by the time you wake up.
Did you call the duck?
So that's what I got us for Christmas.
Great gift.
Yeah.
Where'd you find them at?
Amazon.
On Amazon? Mm-hmm. Nice.
There are some of them that were like 30, 40 bucks. I was like, no.
Why?
Because you're not worth it.
Oh, maybe they were. Now I feel like I got ripped off. No, so yeah, like they were the same.
Gift. This is my fucking Christmas gift.
Okay, happy Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
So let me ask then, was it maybe all. Like because of the color or the design of it?
Yeah, it was
so.
The color.
Oh, okay.
Like that real nice ones, they were expensive.
Wow. But I'll probably order a few.
Good ass one.
Yeah, like, yeah, like no, 14. I'm gonna order a nice one.
A plain one for the plain guy.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Not I, said the cat.
I'll order a new one and give this one to Old Man.
Yeah, there you go.
That shit ain't happening.
You can join in on the fun.
I'll throw that shit in the toilet and flush it.
What an asshole.
Exactly.
That's what you do with a gift?
Dang.
Do you think that's a thing, like with the newer generations, all the... Because they're getting diagnosed, or it's just maybe the food or stuff that's
it's in the food, right?
It's
in the food.
It's fucking all these kids up. Because I've never heard of there being so much rampant autism in kids. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's like one in three now.
That's all the vaccines too, man.
They said, I was gonna say
like,
the
schedules, like when we're kids.
Yeah.
You know, it was like 40. Now it's like 100 and something shots they got to take.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. But yeah, the food, because you can just tell, like, all the hormones they put in them.
Yeah.
Because look at the kids, look how mature they are now.
That's true. They get mature
at like 12.
10,
yeah,
12,
11 yeah. to like 13. And then, like, dude, when we're in school, like, the girls didn't mature until we were, like, fucking, like, in high school, you know, like middle
That's
school,
true.
You know? Now they're, like,
we had one
sixth
girl.
Graders that are, like, mature.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember there's one chick who was in middle school, and she had massive tits for her age. It was weird. It was actually weird.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we had a couple that were Jesus Christ.
Really?
You're like
talking about this in the podcast.
Like a D-cup.
What do you mean? I'm just, what we're talking about.
True, yeah, it's weird.
Back but in our day.
Yeah. Like, back they come back day. From summer break, and you're like, whoa, well, goddamn.
Yeah. No, she was kind of tomboyish, and she actually wanted to play on the football team. And I think she did for a bit, and until she got wrecked.
Did she knock herself out?
Probably, pretty running? Sure, yeah. No. I don't remember, but.
Doom, 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 doom.
I never had that problem.
We grew up when men were men and women were women. What the fuck?
What does that mean?
It's so weird. So let me ask, because of equality, the way it's changed to now, you pay for your seat on a flight full price. There's a pregnant woman. She's privileged and basically being a Karen about it and wants you to give up your seat. Do you do it or no? Because I feel like back in the day, you would have done it regardless just because she's a woman and pregnant. But nowadays, we're all equal. So what's the, what do you
fuck
do?
Fuck no.
No, nothing's changed. I'd give it a fuck.
I wouldn't, dude.
I wouldn't.
I would actually double down and tell her, that's so funny. We're in the same boat, you and I. I'm pregnant, too. And when she's like, you're a man, I'd be like, hey, did you just assume my gender?
Yeah.
What company do you work for? Dude, I would spin it to where it would just be this huge. She'd be like, forget it.
Oh, my God.
So I would have looked at her and I would have been like, should I close your legs?
Damn. Damn. That's true. Oh. Yeah, you didn't get accidentally knocked up.
Stop spitting in the air.
Just kidding.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I was curious because I feel like now everything's upside down world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. I don't know.
And you're just talking about giving up your seat for something?
Well, I'm just trying to make the point of like when, like, old man's generation.
Let's say if you were on a bus and you're sitting down and the bus is full and some lady gets on. Yeah, right. You're going to give up.
Yeah,
you're
going to
give your seat up for,
you're
for a gentleman. Lady.
Yeah.
Or an older person.
Yeah.
But now it's.
I think mostly men would do that. I think if it was women.
Not nowadays.
Well, that's
not
what I mean,
so
though.
Yeah, no,
because now.
No one gives them up now, man.
Yeah.
People
no,
are
but
crazy.
We're,
yeah,
but we're. Like, if I was. Let's say it was a younger. Let's say I'm like in my I'm in my 50s, right? And I'm like maybe hunchbacked a little. Like, would a young girl give up her seat for me as an older man? Because that would be like the right thing to do.
She should,
right?
Yeah,
she
yeah.
should.
Yeah.
But
not,
she won't.
I mean, if she sees you struggling,
but
yeah,
she won't.
No,
it'll never fucking happen.
Not into today's society.
But she's not a man, so she.
So then you take
know.
Your cane and you beat her ass.
That's right.
It.
And I go, move your shit. I start spraying her with pepper spray. Move your ass. That's what I'm saying. It's like they want people want this like equality, but only in certain scenarios. Everything else, it needs to be like. The men are the gentlemen and all this.
Yeah, I mean, you're just talking about the feminism, not
yeah,
everybody
it's feminism,
supports
yeah.
that.
That's no,
true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, I was raised with like
I was
manners,
too, but
like,
dude,
you know,
no,
give
I'm
it
going,
a, I mean, that's just where I was.
I'm going back, man. I'm,
regardless
I'm over it.
Of like,
I've
yeah.
seen too much. Like, I was raised that way too, but now it pisses me off to where like I open the door to the gas station and I open it just enough for me to slip by and I pull it real tight behind me real fast. Fuck everybody.
That's what this guy did to us, and I'm like, you motherfucker.
Oh,
I'm just
yeah.
kidding. Did he
the,
really?
The old,
I was all, thanks,
he was
man.
The old man.
He's an old guy. I go, thanks a lot, bro. Fucking dude, they're so.
Oh, yeah, it's right here at Shots. The Shots Meat Market.
So
yeah.
Let me clarify. I was kidding, but that sucks that that actually happened.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking rude. I was
now
like,
everybody's just
fuck?
For themselves now.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about nobody else.
But sorry, I don't worry about nobody else because I do me. I'm trying to get to heaven, so I'm gonna do the right thing. I don't fucking worry about everybody else.
Got a long ways to go.
Yeah, man.
Don't matter.
Hey, man, you better
still.
Better
I
hope for a
I'm
long,
not gonna
long
drop,
time.
I'm not gonna drop my morals for some fucking piece of shit. Like, let the world go crazy. I'm gonna still stand up.
But then you get pissed off when they don't let you in the lane.
Oh, yeah, because they're fucking rude. People
look, he's,
fucking
dude,
rude,
he's a work
dude.
In progress, you know?
Just he's trying.
Be, he's trying.
He gets so worked up.
I stop
like,
beating
really?
People up when they make me mad. I'm working on it, man.
You got to take a you got to take your stress meds.
Yeah. For real.
While you're in traffic.
Dude,
people
suck,
crazy, man.
Dude. People
yeah.
fucking suck, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't mind the little shit, but when they do stupid shit, like, oh.
Like what?
God.
Tell us. Get them riled up. Hey, tell us.
Bro, see what fucking pisses me off? What pisses me off? Oh, dude. Okay, dude, I was, and maybe the old man, too. I was raised, when I was taught how to drive,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go slow, you go in the right fucking lane.
Of course.
It's always been that way.
Yes.
Now, like,
not
the world
anymore.
Turned upside.
Yep.
Dude, these motherfuckers are going 40, 50
in
on
the
left.
Left
on the
and
lane. They don't. Bro, that's my biggest pet peeve,
and they
bro.
They don't care.
Oh,
they
I will fucking go
nothing.
Right behind them, and they don't move. And I started doing this thing where I go right, and I pass them up on the right lane, mm-hmm. and I like I pull
real close.
A Top Gun Maverick move yeah. right next to the car, and I honk fucking, oh,
brr,
yeah. I lay on my mm-hmm. fucking horn, and I'm like, move out of the way, you motherfuckers.
Nice, mm-hmm.
dude.
Do they
yeah.
move?
No, dude, they stay there.
No. Yeah, they stay there. They stay there. Yeah.
So there was one time.
They're the lane police.
Dude, it's crazy. Like, how the fuck, dude, like,
there was
in
only
a 70.
One, okay, so there was only one time when this happened. I should do it more, but I was driving up to Austin, and 35, well, it's the section where it's only two lanes, right? And then there's the shoulder, but there's mm-hmm. the barricade on the left, so you can't,
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
it's not
yeah.
enough space for a full car. This fucking idiot is in the left lane going 50, and there's a 18-wheeler because trucks can't be in the left, and they're on the right, and this dude is pacing with this 18-wheeler going like 50.
Just keep blocking everything.
And the whole left lane and the right lane were so far back.
Backed up.
It was insane. I look in my mirror because it's nighttime, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding. And all in front of the two, clear, open highway.
And how, don't like, they, how come they don't see that, right?
No, they know. What the they fuck, knew. Dude? So the 18-wheeler, I think, finally realized what was happening, so he like sped up. The car had to speed up a little to keep that gap closed, and then the 18-wheeler slowed down on purpose, and it left enough room where I whipped around, because I was the first one behind this MF-er. I whipped around, cut in front, drove up a little bit, put my hazards on, and pulled into the like little small shoulder on the left and slowed down to like 10 miles an hour. And so because the thing's already like backed up all the way, so I slowed down to almost a stop, and finally the dude behind me puts his signal on, gets into the right. As soon as he made like halfway into the lane, I turned my hazards off and fucking got it back up to like 90 miles an hour.
What
forced this MF-er to get out of that lane. What? Like, because you're going to hold up the whole highway. Well, then I'm just going to slow down until you get out of that lane. And then, but that's like what it took to get someone out.
They're fucking horrible, bro. I wish it was back in the day we could just fucking shoot at people. Just kill them. Like, just fuck out. I just want to pull up next to them and shoot their fucking window out, dude.
Like, you just see all these cars like in the ditches on the line.
They're just like, fuck, bro. Mad Max's motherfuckers. Man, they're going like fucking 40. Yeah. Especially right here on 1604.
They get a kick out of it.
Man, they do that on 151 too, because there's only two lanes.
Yeah.
I fucking honk. I lay on the fucking horn. Especially when I'm in my truck and it's all like bigger than the other cars. And they just, sometimes they'll look, sometimes they flick me off. Sometimes I'll pull next to him and I'll do my washer. Some dude did that to me the other day. Yeah. I was fucking trying to go around him and he was like playing games. And I was like, motherfucker. So I fucking sped around him and he sped up next to me.
Yeah.
And I fucking stopped and he was like, fuck you. I was like, fuck you. Yeah. And then he fucking went up in front of me. He did his fucking windshield wipers. Like, you got me, dude.
Nah, man.
Whatever, dude.
I,
Yeah, but sometimes you do that in my car, and I'm like, we have the business name on the back. I'm like,
yeah, that's why I stopped driving a car, dude, because I get crazy, bro. And she's like, did you forget? I go, what the fuck? What the fuck do you want? What? And I'm like all pissed off. She's like, the fucking business name is on the back. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, my bad. Yo, I'm sorry, dog. No, fuck you, man. Call this fucking number. I'm going to answer it, and I'm going to tell you to go fuck your mother. I wish they would call. I would fucking...
They would do some shit like that on 92 when we lived in Uvalde, and I would drive into the shoulder and get around. I was like, nah, I'm not playing games, dude, anymore. Yeah. And one dude was trying to, like, speed up all of a sudden.
Yeah, they do that.
And it was, like... maybe like 10, 11 at night, and I just, dude, because I know it's straight. I've driven this highway so much on 90. I straight up go.
Mine was ready for bed.
You interrupted my story.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I just thought like, oh, it's like me going to bed early.
It is a mini you.
It is a,
pooping and sleeping. So anyways, after he tried to like catch up, I just turned, I was back when I had the Camry, and I just turned all my lights off, and I was just hauling ass in blacked out, just what driving in complete darkness. And then they like slowed down because they didn't know where the fuck, like what happened. I just ghosted and just hauled ass
That's
off.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah, there could have been a deer. It would have been game over.
So, I hate when the motherfuckers, there's two lanes, you're in one hauling ass. And some motherfucker, instead of pulling into the empty lane, he pulls right in front of
the
road.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, when you haul it, yeah, the inside or the outside. Oh, that's another pet peeve, too, man. Yeah, it's fucking, yeah. People drive, I don't remember people driving this crazy, man. And it's always like
state people.
It's either like a fucking old person or like a young fucking, I don't know, it's weird.
Well, because when I was in driving school, I was taught that if you have a yield, like, you yield, but if you can't, then you have to stop.
Yeah.
Until
like
you can
merge,
go.
Like a zipper, like, if there's room
like
and space.
Like the clovers, the clovers in town.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you can't go, you gotta stop. But everybody just goes and...
Yeah, they don't
nobody
stop.
Yields.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking yields.
I'm telling you,
it's
man.
It's so annoying.
I need to get...
Even at the stop signs, they don't even stop.
No.
One of these days, I'm just gonna fucking hit somebody.
There's only one yield I never yield at.
35.
No, right here. Let me see. The exit, 1604. for 151.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
traffic backs up, but I never yield. I'm like, there wasn't one. Now there is one. I don't care. I'm still going.
Damn. I'm above the law.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
People drive crazy, dude.
I had one like that where going on the access road to Bandera from 1604, and this fucking idiot pulls out. And so if you're going to cross lanes, you pull out into one, you get into the next, you move your way over to the left.
Yeah.
So there's cars, trucks, and stuff coming, and I'm in the car, and she whips out and, like, goes straight, beeline straight in front of me. So I had to, like, basically it was either slam the brakes, which I'm not a fan of, hit her, which I'm not a fan of, or whip around and then, you know, like, light her up. And so I get on the side of her, and I'm honking first because she's pulling in, and so I'm honking, and I get around, and she starts to speed up because she knows, like... Oh, I almost, you know, this guy's pissed. And I was like, nope, too fucking late, dude. So we're getting, approaching the stoplight. I haul ass, cut her off nasty, and start slamming on my brakes where I hear her ABS turning on. Like, it's like, and she's like, and I'm just like, fuck you. And so she's getting into the, like, turnaround, and I just, like, look. And, dude, she would not make eye contact.
Yeah, they don't even look.
I was like, fuck you, dude. Like,
yeah, people are fucking crazy, dude. Yeah.
I was ready.
Yeah, but you know what you see a lot now that you didn't see back in the day is, let's say, your lane, you're going down the main street, you have a green light, everybody's hauling ass, and people on the side street know that the traffic's coming through, and they will just fucking turn right in front, you know?
Yeah.
You see that a lot now.
Yeah.
They just don't want to wait for any amount of time, and it doesn't make sense. I'm like, dude, you can wait like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Or like they'll pull out in front of you, and it's literally all empty. Like, dude, plenty of space behind me. Like, I don't know why you got to be in front of me.
Yeah, people are in a hurry, man. It's like a hurry up and... It's a
hurry up and die.
New generation.
Well, they do that on the access road of 90.
By Grossenbacher?
No, heading home.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because it's the two lanes and the speed limit is like 50, and it's just me in the right lane. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I'm always in the left lane. And then, like, the people pulling out from the neighborhood get in my lane. There's nobody in the right lane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It just.
And they don't even stop. Off. They just go, dude.
No, I go around
them. They don't even stop. They just fucking, like, you have a stop sign, dude. Mm-hmm. They don't. Like, one of these days, I'm just going to fucking hit somebody. Yeah. Fuck it.
I mean, I flash my high beams or whatever, and then they move over or whatever, but still, like.
No, I'll whoop around them either in the other lane, the one that was open, or I'll go into the shoulder and go around them. Like, I refuse to let someone cut me off and they stay in front of me. Like, I will make it a point to whip around them, and then they get butthurt, which is funny to me, because then it's like, so
yeah,
you
it's
knew.
Like you pulled out,
like you knew you fuck? Like that you felt I should have slammed on my brakes, and it's not gonna happen, like, ever.
Yeah
And if they want to start some shit, like, well, to see you on the news.
Yeah, it gets crazy. Oh, wow. People
see you on the news.
All right, I gotta send them to Jesus, and then you're gonna see me on the news.
That's
all right, buddy, time to meet Jesus.
That's premeditated.
Do like we did back in Nam. Kill them all and let God sort them out.
Damn. That's when you drop the napalm.
You were in a fucking warehouse in Nam. What are you talking about, dude? You were stapling papers like Max, dude.
It's called support.
Oh, my gosh. Put y'all shit on mute, dude.
Mine's on mute.
My bad. It
Mine's
was me. On mute. Well, because mine reset.
What does he need?
Nothing. Mine just resetted.
Hatched.
Yeah, it hatched.
Mine took a shit.
Bubbles over here. With her Tamagotchi.
Hold on, let me put on silent.
Mine took a shit.
Yeah, mine did too.
What'd yours do,
Is
old
that
man?
What I smell?
Yeah.
What did yours do, old man?
I don't do that shit.
Mine's hungry.
Yeah, mine keeps fucking eating, bro. You know, I don't want to play this fucking game nowhere.
It's kind of like...
Yours woke up? I thought yours was asleep.
No, mine woke up.
Mine woke up and took a shit, yeah. Oh. Mine too.
And then now it's hungry, and now it wants to play.
It's like a real baby.
Fucking pause it, dude.
Eat, sleep, shit.
Yeah, how do you pause it again? Dad's like, ho hum scheiße.
I don't know.
I'm fixing to take all that shit away from you.
Are you twiddling your thumbs? Twirling your thumbs?
It's funny, we've been talking about traffic instead of 2023.
Yeah. I know, right?
Fuck 2023.
What was your favorite thing of 2023? I think Nothing. For me it was a trip.
Nothing.
Nothing. Really? Not one thing.
No.
Damn, nothing.
No.
Winning best in show?
That's true. Any of your car shows?
I thought that was cool. I thought that was pretty awesome. It was a bittersweet.
I can't remember anything.
Except from CRS. Yeah. I think our trip was really cool. That we stayed in a, so for, I guess, to paint a picture for the listeners, we stayed at a Airbnb, mm-hmm. or it was a VRBO.
Yeah, VRBO.
And it was a little misleading, got to be honest, because the pool in the pictures looked like a decent-sized little private pool, and it ended up being like a plunge pool that...
It was a small pool.
Yeah, like...
I mean, we all fit in there, like a hot tub. It was like little, little small, but...
How deep was it? 4 feet? 5 feet? It
4 feet.
Boy, I wasn't very
deep. 4 or 5 feet, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there was like hot dogs in the bottom of the pool water.
Weenies.
That might have been us.
There's some loose weenies in there.
And these were cooked, by the way, too.
Sorry,
they had like
fell out of my shorts.
Yeah, it had some charred marks on them.
Cut or uncut.
Cut but uncut.
Yeah. No. Other than that, it was a brand new house. It was nice.
It was nice.
And then someone fucked up the stove.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. We turned on the stove to like preheat it. And this fucking thing just started smoking like someone spilled a bunch of bacon grease in there or something. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, other than that, it was a nice house. It was pretty cool.
Other than that really expensive stove being ruined, it was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it was
nice.
Cool.
And then what was the other thing? There was there was a blanket that C liked a lot.
Oh,
when we got back, I went online and because I
found
took a
it?
Picture of the tag and I found it and bought one
did?
For her.
What
yeah.
was it?
Oh, yeah.
It was like a really soft... like throw?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had all that stuff, blankets, they had everything. I liked the way they had the garage, they had the pit with the charcoal,
they
had all of the games in there, they had the tables.
Right.
They had like the ice chest.
Man, but y'all got fucked up. Not
in a good way. Because of the sunburn?
Yeah. So something was up with the sun this past summer.
Yeah, it was hot, dude. They turned it up.
It was almost like the UVs were like way stronger.
Yeah.
Because y'all got cooked.
Yeah, because I usually don't put nothing on, dude, and I'm good, but
yeah,
I just.
Yeah, same here. I've never
like you've never
that.
Needed to put on like a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But y'all were like red. And I remember
looked
you.
Looked like lobsters.
Yeah. And
yeah,
your legs got all.
Oh, shit. I was in pain.
You got lunch lady legs.
Yeah, I did there. Yeah. It hurt when I walked, too. I had some cankles going on, too.
See over here look like a candy cane.
Dang.
I still do.
Yeah, it's still, she's still stained.
Do, yeah.
Yeah.
Her skin is still stained.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Me too. I have it on my thighs too.
What?
My tan marks from my shorts.
Actually, and I was dumb and then I ran and then it bubbled up.
Oh,
my
are you
skin
serious?
Bubbled up. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah, my art.
Oh, because you were sweating.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you messed up.
Whatever. I lived.
Yeah.
You live and learn.
And then I did a little bit of fishing. Didn't catch too much. Some sand trout and some small stuff, whiting. But that was a cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was a good trip with the kids and y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. It was relaxing.
It was a long week taking care of dogs.
We appreciate it.
I bet
that.
Next time you're going to be like, no, I'm going to go with you.
No, I'm
know,
good.
Right?
I'm going with you. Yeah, what else happened? I'm trying to think. Other than that, was like probably the only highlight of.
I started my new job. That was cool.
I went to Windstar and almost had a heart attack, but you know, other than that, it was good.
That's true. Yeah, you had your heart attack this year.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Beginning of this year.
Beginning January.
Mm-hmm.
February.
Beginning of February.
Beginning of February.
Yeah, and I got rid of my heartburn.
Oh yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Life's been a lot better since. Shit.
It's crazy, man.
Got rid of my herpes. No, I'm just kidding.
you don't get rid of those.
Right? Nice try.
No, you still got the bumps down there.
Yeah.
You saw?
They're just dormant for now.
Yeah, I was going to say. You might
coming back. Yeah.
You might be fooling yourself.
Yeah,
you're fooling anyone
else. You still got the bumps there.
Nah, just kidding. I don't have herpes.
Nah, yeah.
Not
I
yet.
Don't either.
No, going to Galveston for my birthday, that's pretty good. I love going there for my birthday.
Yeah, Galveston's always fun. I love Galveston.
Oh, y'all stayed in a haunted thing again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Tremont.
That one looked cool with the high-ass ceilings.
Mm-hmm. That shit was spooky.
It was creepy.
Night.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you sleep?
Yeah, I slept, but I mean, I'm used to it, but yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, you would look up, and then that painting I told you that was hanging behind us.
Yeah.
You would look at it in the dark, it looked weird. But in the daytime, it was totally different.
Damn.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Yeah. And then she would take off walking because I was working, mm-hmm. and it would just feel like someone's in the room.
Oh, shit.
It was weird. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to that shit, but yeah, it was
I would walk the Strand and go to the marina.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good little walk, like a couple blocks down, but...
That's cool. What was the weather like when you went?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was like mid-80s, I think.
Mid-80s, yeah. And then it was like, I think it got like high 90s.
Was it real humid?
Not too bad.
That's good. Okay.
And it was like October.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I can't stand when it's super humid and like that muggy. Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't get too bad over there, though, like compared to Porte.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different. It's
a
weird.
Whole different feel.
So when we were at the coast in June, I remember pointing out to I was like, you know what I noticed? And he's like, what's that? I said, there are no Teslas or electric vehicles the whole trip coming down or in that coastal area, zero. And so it's funny to me because I'm like, because they can't actually make the trip, like the road trip, it'd be too inconvenient. And then to own one down there, I guess... Either the income isn't there, or it's just a pain in the ass to probably keep it charged.
Dude, but I didn't see any chargers anywhere.
There was nothing. No.
I didn't see any. There's
none.
There's none on the island. There's none on Port E.
Like, imagine if you. I mean,
why would you even get a Tesla? That's so fucking stupid, dude.
It was one thing that was like super obvious because we see them all the time here. Yeah. And so I was like, damn, I didn't see one fucking electric car this whole trip.
Yeah, because people think. Well, because remember. When they first came out, Teslas were like a statement, like, oh my God, I got money. Now you can get a Tesla for like $32,000.
Yeah. I'm not impressed. I was never impressed.
Yeah, I was never impressed with them. But the thing is, that battery goes out and you're fucked.
Dude, mm-hmm.
Battery's 25,000. Just replace it.
I also I skimmed the Reddit just to see.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was that much.
Yep.
Oh,
it
shit.
To replace it. Fuck that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I remember people commenting about like when there was warranty work and Tesla would just Band-Aid it.
Yep.
So that by the time it broke, it was outside of warranty.
You were fucked. They did. That's what
there
they,
you go, dude. Should have just bought a regular ass car.
You didn't hear about that? They were trying to sue me shit because of that a few years ago.
Nah, fuck that, dude.
And then that's why they dropped. That's why they severely dropped the prices. Because remember, a Tesla was like 60, 50. 70.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And then now you can get like a starter one, basic one, for like 30 something.
Yeah.
You go to Austin, everybody fucking has a stupid, dude.
It doesn't, dude, literally there's parking lots I'll drive by, and it'll be like four or five of the exact same car, same color, and I'm like, God, that thing.
Yeah, fuck
like,
that.
Thanks so much for trying to stand out, dude.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good with my big-ass black truck. I'm good.
BBC?
Yeah, BBC.
BBT.
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 BBT. PT.
Where was it? Where were we at? We were going somewhere, or we were somewhere, and... We saw like all these like Teslas or those.
Oh yeah, where what was that?
Like a whole bunch of them.
Yeah,
like a lot of club.
A lot. Well, I don't think it's necessarily Teslas, but like the other cars that are
charged. Like, yeah, they're all the electric cars.
But they were all being charging their
cars.
They were
being used.
Yeah. Where did we see that at?
We saw.
Oh, it's over by McAllister and that coffee place, Dutch Bros. There's a charging station there.
There is.
They got a charging station at that HEB at. 410 in Marbach.
Oh, yeah, they added them there. Yeah, they added some there.
No, but
they
think we were like on a trip where we were going somewhere.
Where did we see it at?
Bucky's?
No, it was Bucky's.
I feel like Bucky's would have chargers.
Nah, they sell gas.
Yeah, but I bet they would charge out the ass for it to make up the difference.
Yeah, I think they are building some at the Bucky's.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so. They're building them everywhere. It's fucking stupid.
I think I'm going to start, when I see charging stations, I'm just going to go throw caltrops on the ground and you give them a bunch of flat tires. Because honestly, like, and I'm sorry for it, if anyone's listening, if they fall in this category, but like 90% of the electric car owner people I've met are complete fucking assholes.
Yeah.
So
one of my coworkers has one.
She's
nice.
An asshole.
No.
She's
probably let me meet her. I'll tell you if she's
nice. Karen?
Yeah. Yeah. She's an asshole.
No, yeah. She's very nice.
No, there's TikTok videos of people kidding. Like with regular cars that pull up to the charger and put like this thing on their car. There's like a thing they built and it looks like it's charging
it
on the car.
Like it.
Yeah. It's all like a Jeep.
Just to take
a
the
Jeep
space.
Wrangler.
Yeah.
It's all Jeep Wrangler charging.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I need one of those, or like just, you know, fucking stick chewing gum in the charging port, like.
Oh man, fuck it. They're gonna learn. It's not doable. It's you'll see, dude.
It's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable. There's no way they can sustain. They can't even keep the power on in California with regular fucking. Without before the electric cars. Imagine when everybody's there.
Well, yeah, because I know if you're traveling, there's some stretches of road where it's like nothing for desolate. Miles.
Especially if you're driving like from here to Vegas, you're fucked.
Yeah,
you go like 100 crawl mode.
Do you go like 80 to like 120 miles without a fucking gas station?
Well, I've also heard that that when you go into that like power saving mode, that like your AC and everything shuts off too.
Yeah.
So imagine like driving in Arizona.
For real?
With no AC.
Yeah. Remember when we went to Death Valley the first time we went to Vegas? Remember it was like 136?
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Remember when we went to California? You took us to California?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oops. The fuck, the first time?
Oops.
Do y'all have fruit flies? Yeah. Fruit?
Dude, I was all paranoid. I was like, hide the guns, hide the keys.
I'm like, can
get to the checkpoint? Yeah.
They asked you if you
It was for fruits. Yeah. We thought it was a checkpoint. I was all, dude, get my gun. I was like, okay, where's my gun? Everything's hidden. Like, okay. Because we're in California, and they're like real fucking straight.
Yeah. Like and they asked you about fruits.
Yeah, they were like, you guys have any fruits? Oh, get the fuck out.
Just the old man back there.
It's the only fruit we're bringing with us.
The old man in the back and the banana in my pocket.
That's fine.
I'm trying to remember about the electric, where we saw that. I remember it was a shit. It was like 15, 20, 25 cars that were all being charged.
It wasn't like, IKEA.
Was there a line of them waiting?
No, it wasn't IKEA. Where was it? IKEA. We went. It wasn't here though.
But was there a line of them waiting?
No.
No. Was it when we went to Galveston?
I think it was when we went to Galveston. Where did we stop at?
Just the Buc-ee's and
Katie.
Lamarck.
No. I don't remember. Oh, but we did take that detour. We took that detour on the way back. Remember when it was storming?
Mm-hmm.
We took that detour. I don't even remember. I know it was someplace, but yeah. No, but yeah, Galveston's always fucking nice. That's my favorite place to go in Texas.
That's cool. I think if the only way I would get a electric would be a hybrid. I wouldn't go full electric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even my neighbor, he had a loaner from Lexus, and it was the all-electric Lexus. It's like kind of like a crossover. It's not quite an SUV, but it's a big got a lot of room. And the interior and everything looked nice, but he was telling me, like, it sucks. Like, the range on it, the charging time, I think to go from, like, a full charge was something stupid, like 28 hours. Or it was. I was like, what? Like, 15 hours to just get it charged, I think, like, 80% or 20% or it was something crazy. And I'm like, so you got to wait until that thing charges up before you can take it. He's like,
Oh, you know, I just thought of something. Like, you know, we're talking about like it not being sustainable. Dude, what if like the cabal just like released like the fucking free energy to sustain like the electric just for the control? Cause that's why the ones ought to go electric for control.
Cause
they can shut your cars off, dude.
They can do everything.
They can do everything with an electrical car.
Well, same with cashless and all that. They can just, you've spent more than your carbon emissions allowance.
Yeah, you said this about this guy.
I mean, but
you said
realistically, do you think like we'll all be driving electric cars?
That's why when everybody's like, oh my God, they're going to do COVID. No, it's what we manifest. If we don't manifest that bullshit, it's not going to happen.
I got a sick sense of humor. I want to manifest it.
No, I don't. Fuck no.
I want to see the world burn. Fuck it.
Nah, dude, you're going to die with fucking bees, bro. You're going to be the first one to die with the bees, bro. I'm bringing bees over here.
Fucking. What are those Asian hornets or whatever?
With your plum toes.
With your plum toes.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I can't be part of the resistance. My toes are blown
all
up.
Fucked, dude. You're going to be all fucking limping.
All fucked up. All bedridden.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all are fucked up.
Hey, we'll push in a wheelchair. All
right.
I'll fuck that.
Appreciate it. Tiny Tim my ass around, hobble around.
Yeah.
No, like, I don't know, dude. Like,
that's so weird.
Because that shit, like, in China, they're always hearing about how, like, if you jaywalk, the cameras there take a picture of you, and then they send you they don't even send you a ticket. They withdraw the money from your account. Yeah. And then they publicly shame you and lower your social credit score.
Yeah. Well, I was telling her, like,
sounds
T-Mobile.
Great. I'm going to put I'm booking my flight for China. Hang on. It sounds like a great time.
Did you hear about T-Mobile, what they're going to start doing?
Uh-uh.
Like, if you start posting all this crazy shit, they're going to fine you, dude. It's like some fucking, like,
PayPal tried doing that, too.
Yeah, they're going to, like, if you're posting shit while you're using their service.
Disinformation.
Thing. Yeah, shit like that.
But can they?
They're going to do it.
They can suck this.
Yeah, I think they're probably gonna get backfired.
That's what happened with PayPal. They said that. They said that with it was something similar about if you post on certain things or whatever.
Yeah,
they were gonna fine. It was something crazy
$2,000. T-Mobile's gonna do that. Yeah, they're all these different tiers. I'm like, what the?
No, fuck? As soon as they announced that though, literally everyone started dropping PayPal, and PayPal had to backtrack and say oh no, we were just kidding, April Fools. That wasn't a real thing.
I don't know if they released yet, but it somehow got leaked or something, like the terms and conditions.
Well, you know, if that happens, people are gonna.
They're gonna drop T-Mobile. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
T-Mobile sucks, yeah.
As long as you always have another company that's bring me your business.
They're always gonna,
Then it's whatever. It's when it's government level forcing shit like that. That's when it's really a problem.
Yeah.
Because if it's companies, if they want to get boycotted and shoot themselves in the foot, that's on them. But as soon as it's government level, that's where it's.
But I think that's why they do it, because government can't do it. They could never try to enforce some shit like that, dude. Nah. People go crazy. I know there's a. I hope and pray that there's a line drawn in the sand that they won't allow them to cross. You know what I mean? That people will rise up, because now we're just kicking the ass, dude.
Yeah, I think COVID opened a lot of eyes.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah,
I don't know, man. There was a lot of people They were cool with it. They were cool with staying home and getting a check.
I never stayed home, dude. Fuck that. I never once stayed home.
God damn.
I didn't wear a mask. Fuck no. If I really had to go somewhere, I would do it, but...
Shooting range?
So many fucking... Oh, yeah, that's fucking dick.
Mask!
What the fuck?
Yeah.
To be outdoors at a range? All right, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's so crazy. But yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think what else happened, happy in 23...
I went to Chicago.
Oh yeah, you went to Chi-Town.
First trip to Chi-Town.
Yeah, it was Chi-Rack. Super cold.
How cold?
Too cold for me. I was ready to come back after a day.
It was 60.
We talked about going for New Year's Eve.
Because
my mom was gonna she was gonna give me money to go to Vegas, and then we're like, maybe we just go to Chicago. So I was looked up the tickets for the Bears game. And then I looked up the flight, and then when I got to the hotel, because it was already a week before, it was $1,800 for 4 days.
Damn.
And we're like, fuck no. And then we're watching the Bears game, and it was snowing. So it snowed this Sunday, on New Year's Eve. It was snowing the whole game.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how cold it was. I want to say 40s.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was in the 30s. It was 32, right? Was it?
Yeah.
It was
but it was windy.
Oh, yeah, it's always windy. It was windy, too. Yeah, that's what makes it worse.
Yeah.
It's coming off the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what makes it lake effect.
Lake effect. You snow. It's just fucking comes, starts snowing out of nowhere, man. It's crazy, but yeah. It's one of my favorite cities.
Lake effect.
Yeah. Lake's right there, dude. Lake Michigan. But they've had some good shit.
Dude, I was not in the mood for some reason this Christmas to watch as many Christmas movies. I wanted to, and I just wasn't really feeling it.
This whole season. Well,
something
for me,
off, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Because of my dad. My dad was our first holiday without my dad. But then other than that, there was something that just didn't feel right. It wasn't festive.
Mm-hmm.
It was so weird. It just didn't feel festive. Yeah. And it was just I just wrote it up. I chalked it up to my dad being gone and but besides that, it was weird. There was something off. There was
festive.
Nah. It didn't feel...
Because when it was Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it didn't really
feel it didn't even feel it was
it was Christmas.
I was more let's get it over with, that's because, I don't know, it was just so weird. But I don't know if it was
No, it was something, because it took us a while to get decorated, get things decorated. I don't know if it was the weather or just being busy with stuff.
I think probably busy. I mean, we were slow towards the end, but the whole fucking year was busy for us, with the business and then with work. And then when we got to October, it slowed the fuck down.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, it was just weird. But I think it was just for me, I think it was a rough, tough year, long year. And then I just want to get over with.
I understand.
But
that.
Then it was there was something off. There wasn't anything festive. It just felt weird.
Even with New Year's too.
Even New Year's was kind of we didn't really want to do anything.
People were tapped out.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
We heard quite a bit of fireworks, but.
You were asleep.
I mean, it woke me up a little bit, but
I went outside by myself.
I was fucking out.
And was watching the fireworks.
Man, it was crazy.
What time did you fall asleep?
10. When we got home, 11?
Probably 11.
10:45, 11.
I stayed up and...
Well, dude, I fucking worked, man.
I went... Yeah, you did.
You should have stayed at our house and then we could have Ubered you home.
That's true. Yeah, go home. Yeah, and go to their house and just Uber later.
I went out in the front and looked. Heard some in the back. Went in the back, looked. Went back to the front, looked.
It was crazy at our house. It was fucking nuts.
Party of one.
Yeah. Mills was waiting for me at the door, though.
But
so
I feel like,
nice.
Okay. But I feel like normal years prior, everyone would be popping fireworks from like 8, 9 o'clock
yeah.
on the
yeah.
whole
it was
time.
At ours. Like yeah. when we were at the house, yeah. it was weird.
It was like sporadic, dead, and then everyone went.
Everybody came out at 11. Yeah. Right after y'all left.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. About 11, everybody started coming out. The neighbor, man, dude, my neighbor, like fucking 20 people came out of his house. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, shit, dang.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Did you pop off a few shots?
No, I didn't. That's the first year I didn't.
I know.
Yeah, I wasn't even in the mood.
I
want to
take my 12 gauge, my semi auto out there.
Oh, shit.
Just pop 5 bird shot in the air.
Because I asked him about it.
I don't do it in the air, I do it in the ground.
Yeah, because I asked him about it.
I mean, fuck these people, so.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
I asked him about it. Aren't you going to shoot some? And he's like, no, it's just not right. I'm like, oh, now?
Oh, now? Oh, you are trying to get into heaven.
Bro, I'm trying, bro.
Hey, this guy.
He's older, dude. Either that or I shot enough shit.
He tries.
He shot enough water pipes.
Yeah. He tries to get into heaven, and then, like, as soon as he drives,
it's over.
Fuck! Get the fuck out of the way, you fucking bitch.
Hey, one step forward, four steps back.
Exactly,
let me help you out. If you're trying to get into heaven, start Ubering or taking a taxi cab. Like.
She's putting me on in Front Street. I'm trying to change.
I feel like it's just like a test for me. Every single morning, I fail. But I, like, try.
Every single morning?
Damn, every morning?
Oh, shit. I'm buying my way in.
Hey, buy me in too.
Yeah, buy me in too.
Good girl gone bad. Oh shit.
So for 7 me, o'clock. It's like I try. I'm good. I'm doing good. And then I see the pricing at HEB, and I'm like, shit. Oh, fuck.
Bro, imagine having all these fucking kids to buy food for.
Yeah, dude, what you spend in groceries, I could easily get down by half.
Fuck, dude.
How many you want? One or two?
Yeah, shit, bro. These kids, when they were off for Christmas vacation.
Hey, if you showed me like your receipt from HEB, I'd be like, damn, dude, I would have paid like 60 for all that.
Fuck, dude.
Hell no. It's like $400 on that.
It's like, what'd you spend in a year?
Yeah, and then it's all gone, and then it's like.
Mm-hmm. Like those bananas, how much do you think those cost me?
Probably like $1.50.
17 cents.
You fucking scammer, dude.
I rang it up as a yucca root.
Dude, you're gonna. How old are you?
What's a yucca root?
How old are you? How old are you?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
It is?
Sounds like a sex toy. How old are you?
Is that the name of your Tamagotchi? That's what it sounds like.
That's going to get you a step closer into heaven.
Right?
No,
you're going to lose a fucking foot when you're 43, dude.
Bro, I will say,
karma's going to butt fuck you hard.
I'm going to say, I went to HEB today,
I'm going to have to take care of it.
That's all right. That's you just
asked for that PR bond.
So I went and actually paid full price for everything.
What
you did today?
That's why. That's why. So
no wonder it fucking thunderstorm.
Yeah, that's why. No wonder it's lightning.
No wonder.
Yeah.
No wonder the old man got hail.
New year, new me, bitches.
You fucking
suck.
Dang.
That's weird. Wonder. When I do the right thing, other people's shit gets fucked up. That's weird.
My truck got all fucking destroyed with hail.
That's all dented
shit.
Up.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No, I don't fucking do that shit, bro. Cause with my luck, I'll get caught for doing something stupid, like, you know what I mean, and go to jail for that shit. Yeah, and I'm like, fuck, what you in for, eh? Fucking changing the price of the bananas.
Oh, you like bananas,
damn,
huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Trying to ring a PS5 up as an orange.
Yeah. See if you like this banana.
Peel back this cut but uncut.
Cut but uncut. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I seen people do that shit too. Man, when I worked at Kroger's,
dude,
back
they
in
know
the
what's
days,
up,
they would change.
Yeah.
Because everything had like a little sticker.
Yeah.
You would catch motherfuckers switching. And sometimes, well, the stickers right here, like they would take it off of one thing, but here it fell off, and we're like, dude, we know it didn't fucking cost that much, dude.
Bro, we
what
fucking
the fuck?
Know. We know.
They do that shit at our estate sales.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my dyslexic ass wrote the numbers wrong.
Yeah. Or like it says cents. Like, we'll do 9 cents. And they think, we'll do, wait, what is the one when they say, oh, I thought that was $9.
The dollar sign?
Yeah, the dollar sign.
And
remember?
The cent sign?
Yeah, they're like, get it confused, dude. I'm like, dude, that's not cents.
Because
that's,
it's like 50 cents. The C is behind.
Yeah, and it's like, the zero. It's behind. It's, and they're like, oh, I thought it was cents. Like, no, like it's in front of the
$75.
Like it's $75, not 75 cents, you dummy. Yeah.
You fucking retard.
Why would you sell something like that anyway?
Exactly.
For 75 cents.
Yeah,
at $75.
People are always trying to scam, dude.
Yeah, all the time. And I'm like, yeah, man, it's crazy, but like we have some regulars that come in and like,
yeah,
they don't haggle shit. They're just like,
yep,
whatever, and then
yeah, we hook.
I want this.
Yes.
Yeah.
We take care of our regulars.
Yeah, you have to, because
they'll keep coming. They'll
and that's what coming, happens with me. Like we would go to like Starbucks all the time, and they would like hook it up sometimes because you're a regular and you're always kind and you never give them shit. Yeah. And like even if you don't tip, you know, like they just, I think. That's just a common thing in business. Like, hey, let me give you a, throw you a bone kind of thing.
And they get your skinny latte right, right?
Skinny pinkity latte. Drinkity.
Your pinkity
with,
drinkity.
Pinkity. With your label.
Pinkity.
Pinkity.
Pinkity. Linkity. Dinkity. Big old dickity in your mouth.
Frodo Matete.
Frodo Matete in your mouth.
He got a mocha last time.
Mocha chocolaca.
It was a peppermint.
Peppermint mocha.
Peppermint mocha.
A venti.
Oh, a venti. Ooh.
Because they won't do it in Trento, those fucks.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I saw this and I read it out and it made sense because she's like, okay, $5 or frate, whatever it was.
Give me a frate motete and a pinkity drinkity.
Yeah. That's how I felt like I sounded, you know, saying these words. Venti. Well, I know what peppermint was, but mocha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how
I remember going to Starbucks one time. This fool wanted me to go pick his coffee up. That shit was so complicated. It's like, I'm never going back again, ever, man.
Yeah, he don't drink, like, he don't drink black coffee like you?
Let me get
I drink black coffee, but I don't drink that latte.
Motete.
No, it's like a drink and then light ice or Trenta.
Trenta iced coffee. No classic. Two pumps of peppermint, two pumps of mocha, no cream. Done.
Just give me a fucking cup of black
dunk
coffee.
Your balls in. Yeah.
Why? Because you don't want the sticker to get wet.
So what happens is on ice drinks, it doesn't matter on hot drinks, but on ice drinks, the condensation absorbs into the sticker and it starts to flake off and peel into your car and everywhere.
And then now you drive nicer cars than what you drove then, and then you don't ask for that anymore.
I don't, because the stickers are different now. It doesn't happen. It used to. It used to be a problem back in the day. Now it's not.
But yeah, it's crazy when you go to Starbucks. Like the way, like when we went, Haley and I went, and I was like, what is your mom want? She's like, oh, she drinks this. And I'm like, that's not even a real drink. She goes, yes, it is. I go,
the strawberry kind?
You thought they were trying to
I was like, I'm going to fucking say this shit, and I'm going to buy you shit. Yeah, and then I said it. She's like, okay, would you like a venti or a grande? I was like, oh, okay. She's like, I told you.
What was it?
I was like, some fucking one of those
the
drinks.
The strawberry kind?
Yeah, with something else, like something. And I was like,
is it a chi or a psi?
I don't know.
I always say a chi and they take it in.
Yeah,
chi.
I think it's a psi.
A chi? No, I don't know.
A chi? Let me have two chi chis.
Bless you.
Let me have two chi chis, big areolas, dark areolas, and a side of thighs with a lot of, with the cottage cheese in the back, please. Thank you. And no milk, please.
Lunch lady arms.
Yeah.
What's up with these coffee places where there's a goddamn line 15 cars long, 9 o'clock at night?
Tell me about it. I went to go get this one a coffee.
Tell me about it.
I waited like for 20 minutes, probably.
20 minutes.
There ain't one cup of coffee in this world that's worth
that's a
20
long
minute wait.
Time.
No, because they're not drinking boring ass coffee like you do.
Because everybody's using their gift card that they got for Christmas.
Yeah,
they got
gift cards.
No, this was before Christmas.
Dutch Brothers.
I call bullshit on that.
It took me a whole hour just to get coffee and tacos.
What?
Full.
Hell no.
Able.
And then they didn't even have the tacos we wanted.
Damn, and they didn't even give you a salsa.
Well, Starbucks took so long that by the time I got to the taco place, they stopped serving breakfast tacos. It was lunchtime.
Oh, shit.
Classic noob move. You always go get stuff
first.
You save Starbucks for
last.
But
why? I wanted them to be
for that exact reason.
You could have eaten your tacos in the line while you were waiting.
Exactly.
For the
and then you have to poop, but you're stuck between cars.
Light goes off.
And then you start turtle heading because you're stuck between cars and you don't know what to do.
And then you just fucking shit in your seat.
And then we'll finally do an episode of you when you shit your pants.
Yeah.
See, finally shit her pants.
Yes. We'll get you a shirt and everything.
Whatever, I'm not going to admit it to y'all.
That means you've already
done it. I would never.
That
I means would never you've already
done
either.
It. If it happens.
This one's already done it. She's probably shit her pants.
I'm doing it right now.
No.
Dude, if it happens,
no.
I will.
I'm
will
not changing dad out. This time. Someone else's turn.
Okay. I've taken note of it. So get my treat first, and yes. then go and get yes. D's treat.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say shit your pants.
Yeah. Okay,
oh,
right, but. Yeah.
No.
So you're good. Taking notes on when to shit your pants?
Hey.
No.
Not around D.
It'll be around D so you can
He'll
clean
record
me.
It. Hey, the good thing about when you change an adult's Pampers, they can hold their own legs up.
They can help with the powder.
They can, yeah. They can give you the wipes. They can hand you the wipes.
I would also be like, after you wipe me with the wet wipe, I'd be like, nah, you gotta like blow it dry too.
Blowing in your little whispering eye. She's blowing your fucking surface.
Get the hair dryer, man. Yeah.
She's blowing in your, she's gotta part the hair and then blow on it. Little chocolate starfish.
Yeah, make sure there's no dingleberries.
Shit, you better be careful, man. She'll let you sit in that shit for 4 hours.
just like Pam.
Just itching. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, Starbucks is crazy.
No, it's overrated, man.
Yeah, we go to fucking Dutch Brothers now.
And why did you same request
shit,
it?
15 cars,
dude,
man.
Dutch
shit.
Brothers, though, is too sweet. Their shit's all
good,
artificial.
Dude, it's so good. It's all the same shit, bro.
It's not all the same.
It is, dude.
So that's the only reason why you asked for Starbucks is because you knew you didn't have to wait in line.
Yep.
Damn.
But I still appreciate the fact that you went for me.
Mm-mm. Damn.
The last time.
Are you going to be going again?
Nope.
Wow.
Me neither.
Nope. I'm going to go get tacos for myself and go back home.
They were out of coffee. Sorry, babe.
Yeah.
It actually happened. I went to Dunkin' because I had these coupons that got mailed.
Did they have donuts?
They didn't have shit. They didn't have donuts, and they were out of espresso beans,
what?
So they couldn't make the coffee I wanted. And I was just like,
so
I wanted
what did
to be
they
like,
sell?
Exactly. I wanted to be like, so why the fuck are you open then?
Why aren't you closed?
Let me guess. That's the one on Chainfield.
No, that's the one on 604 in Calibra.
Really?
Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts sucks.
Oh, that one
dude, they pissed
though.
Me off,
they have the
man.
Worst fucking donuts, dude. Dunkin' Donuts.
And they
sucks.
Have the worst service.
Yep. Their donuts are so dry.
Yeah, they are dry. Fucking cardboard.
Their
dry.
Donuts are so dry.
Yeah,
I dry. Like Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts sucks. Hey, I got coupons for Krispy Kreme. Buy a dozen, get one free.
I got a gift card, so
plain
that'll
dozen.
Work.
My mom gave me these two stickers that they gave her. Yeah.
And then I've got a gift card so we can get some free fucking donuts.
This
man.
Mofo brings donuts, and we tell him, just bring glaze. Bring no, this
to
dude
work?
Bring, yes, he brings... Fucking assorted, but all the ugly kind.
Like what?
And he brings one of each.
Like the blueberry fill.
The blueberry fill.
Ew.
The fucking, like, the, yeah. all the ugly ones. And he, because he eats them all.
That's why he does
Nobody
it.
Eats them.
Because he knows y'all want to
He'll bring
him.
One chocolate ice, and that's it.
We're all like,
and one and two glaze. Yeah, two glaze.
What that's about Shipley's? Do you like Shipley's?
He does the same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
He gets, like, dude, just get fucking glazed
donuts.
Don't
call me stupid.
Yeah, that's strategic.
I've been playing this game for years, decades.
That's when
we're on to you.
Yeah, yeah. We're on, dude.
That's when you need to just start eating the shitty ones. Like, take a bite out of it and throw it away.
Yeah. Just throw the whole box away.
I'm just going to lick the powder. I'm just going to lick the sugar powder off.
There's four of
put
us.
It back. It's all dry.
Hey, there's four of us. This food gets too glazed.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
You don't like any other donuts?
Fuck no. Just chocolate ice, but he only gets one. And
I
gets,
will say
all the rest are all like strawberry filled, blueberry filled, fucking maple, fucking this, fucking that, like
Bavarian.
Dick flavor, Bavarian, all this bullshit.
I will say though, the ones at the taco, the old taco house or whatever it's called on Fredericksburg,
yeah, Fredericksburg those are the
dude,
best,
those donuts dude. Are legit
those
when
are
they're
the
warm, melt in your mouth. Good donuts. I just don't like the hype and then waiting in line,
dude,
but they are good.
Bean and cheese tacos from there are good. That's how I learned how to make mine. What? You all right?
Oh, I'm dying over here. Call 911.
Nah, you got your
just
thing.
Press your button.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
They do the beanie cheese, but they grill them. They like, oh, my God.
Help button activated.
Oh, press my God.
Dude, this guy. You need a fidget spinner or something, man.
You need something, man.
I told him to sit on his hands.
Okay, what?
Yeah, but
saying?
They do the bean and cheese.
Oh yeah,
they put the tortilla and then they put the cheese and they let the it bean. Melt yeah. and then they put the meat. Yeah. I mean the beans. Then they have the country sausage. Oh, it's so good and gravy.
Dude, I had to stop. Sauce. So there's so a taco good. Place by my work. I had to stop going because it was, dude, I was putting the pounds on fast. Like, their barbacoa was legit.
Where?
Their carne guisada is legit.
The Mexican restaurant?
Yes, but it is so
and that little shopping
fatty.
Center?
Yeah.
Right behind the Dairy yeah. Queen?
The Tito's?
El Rodeo.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I saw it right there when we went last time. I saw it.
Like, not everything they have is good. The breakfast tacos are shit, but their carne guisada and their barbacoa. They have this avocado salsa. Fucking banger.
Is that the same one by our house? No.
I don't know if it is. The one by our house is pretty good.
Yeah, next time y'all go in to surprise me, get a few tacos.
The carne a la mexicana. So good. Yeah, those are so good. It's right there on 410 and like Marbach.
Uh-huh.
And then like when my dad was in the rehab, it was right behind there.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad loved the steak a la mexicana. So I go, Dad, I'm going to bring you some.
And Pick it up.
Dude, every day for lunch, he's like, can you bring this for lunch? So every day for like 2 weeks when he was there, I would take him lunch.
Yeah.
He ate them like all the time.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like when you find a good spot like
hell
that,
yeah, keep going.
I just keep going and going. I really like Tinka Tacos tacos. And when we used to live off of TPC, there was one down the road. So every, like almost every day, we'd have our little meeting or whatever. I'd put on my speakerphone, take Mills, go downstairs, go pick up Tinka Taco and get back home. Just enjoy it as their tacos are so good.
Yeah, like Apetitos, when they're open, they have good tacos there, dude. They have good fucking tacos.
Yeah.
They have the pork chop taco.
Oh, so yeah. Good, yeah.
Like Rockies, that they put in the tortilla.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to find good tacos, dude. Especially on this side of town. Mm-hmm. All the good places are on the south side, man.
It's crazy, man.
So what else did this
2023?
What else happened?
Was it this year when we went to the Relic show?
Last year? I think we did, yeah.
Yeah, with the kids.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got to see all the different relics.
I want that. I want one like that next time you come across one.
What?
What?
The Virgin Mary.
Oh, dude. Sure. If we come, yeah, if we do, man,
they
don't know. That was like
cost,
a.
Dude.
That was like a once in a. I've never seen anything like that again since. It was like no coincidence. That's
beautiful. I think maybe the vendors were there and we wanted to get something else. Remember?
They were, but they didn't have anything. Like
I think they had the Divine Mercy one that we wanted.
Yeah, but like that frame and the double mat and everything, like I've never seen anything like that for that price. It's wild.
Yeah, you should see the, I'm going to get a big ass stone one, dude. It's carved. Uh-huh. We went to, last week we went to go do the headstone, my dad's headstone. We, Dad sent us a friend of ours owned a place, but it was in New Braunfels.
Yeah.
So we went over there and he had already shut out of business, but there was a cement, like the pottery, what is it?
Pottery?
Yeah, the pottery place. And they had like all these different, like the fucking statues, like all kinds of shit. And he had a big Virgin Mary one, dude. It was like 3,600. It was like 6 feet, but it's all
solid rock. Concrete.
Solid concrete. And then he had the smaller one for like $350. It was like this big.
Dang, get the big one, dude.
Yeah, it's a big ass one, dude.
That's legit.
He said it weighed like 600 pounds.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. That was just a medium sized one. The
for
big
your front
one.
Yard?
Huh?
For your front yard?
Yeah. Where'd you put it? Yeah.
Where'd you put it?
I don't know. Somewhere, dude. Put it up my ass. No, probably on the porch. Right in the middle. I'd kill all those
fucking losing. There you go again. Losing points to get into heaven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. saying shit like that.
I'd fucking burn all the plants and put it right in the corner.
My dad had one for a long time on our little piece of land, like in the front, closer to the street, and then she got stolen.
Yeah, they steal
that's
that
crazy.
Shit. Yeah.
That's so, like, what are you thinking? Like, it's one to steal someone else's property, but to steal, like,
the weed hen,
something
dude,
that's
so fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, because my buddy, the one that used to do our tattoos, my friend Fonzie, rest in peace, his mom had one, like a Virgin. She had a Virgin Mary statue, and he painted it.
Mm-hmm.
It looked fucking nice, and then someone stole it from her front yard.
That's so crazy.
I mean, what do they do with it? Just put it in display
in their yard?
Home?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably, or they sell it. I don't know. But shoot, that one's fucking like 600 pounds. I ain't gonna be able to move that bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll get shot by the time I'll catch them loading that shit up.
Yeah.
Well, it's like people stealing shit from the cemetery, man. That's the last place I take something from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grave robbers.
I just recently found out that the veterans apparently have like this thing about leaving coins on the headstones.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize what the symbolic meaning behind it was until recently. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, because you go to Fort Sam, you see them, the headstones.
Like the coins on the headstones?
Yeah. Supposedly it's like a penny, I think, means someone visiting a veteran.
Yeah.
Like a veteran visiting a veteran that they don't know personally.
Yeah.
Just paying their respects, I think. And then I think the nickel was like they served together.
Or, yeah, they
or
knew like each other. Yeah, they went through like that, yeah.
camp together or something. The dime was, I think, they actively served. And I think the quarter was they witnessed that person die in combat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they had different ones. Because it was one of my, because my grandpa was buried at Fort Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, I remember we're like, I was probably like a teenager, but we went one time and there was like a coin on my mm-hmm. grandpa's thing. And then my mom told me about something about that, but I don't remember the details. She had said that's
what
it was.
Do you remember what coin?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, because she said my grandpa had told her about that. Because she would take him to Fort Sam to visit his friends because they were buried there too.
Yeah.
It was so weird. Yeah.
Yeah, someone was like, I guess someone had posted a video saying they're like, oh, this always annoys me, people leaving coins on these like headstones. And a dude was like, hey,
yeah,
to school him.
Dickhead. Yeah. He felt like shit.
Like, hey, next time leave that shit alone.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think common sense would be to just leave it, but
people are fucking assholes, dude. They take all kinds of shit.
Wow.
They're just fucked up, man. Especially the ones that work at the cemetery.
Right, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're assholes, man.
Yeah. They ain't going to be able to steal my shit. It's all coming with me. 6 feet under.
Are your dildos? Are
all
your
of them.
Double-headed dildos?
Bite marks and all.
Bite marks and all.
Damn, you haul trailer behind the hearse.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is my watches, it's too big for the watches to fit over.
You're going to have one, and then all your watches going to be on them. It's going to be a four-foot double dong. All your watches attached to it.
All 35 watches on one.
So he's going to go in there to give you a last kiss, and she's going to be like, what the fuck is this? It's a big old dong with all your watches.
You know, when you say it like, makes,
he told me to do
it,
that.
And it makes the sound. It makes that sound like a bandsaw.
When you say bite marks, I picture lady chewing up my Barbie hands. Like bite
all
marks.
Not up.
Bite marks like that.
All chewed up.
Defective.
Yeah.
Dude, hands and feet would be fucked up.
On her dolls?
Yes.
On my Barbie dolls? Yeah.
Are you sure it was a dog or was your brother?
No, it was a dog.
All the chichis are all bitten. All the chichis are eaten.
Those were me. The chichis and the butt cheeks, that was all
me.
The
butt cheeks are gone.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What the fuck?
Dude, that's funny. I completely forgot about that.
Chew them all up, boy.
Yeah,
shoot. Dude, chew those up.
Fucking hilarious.
All their hands are all like decrepit.
All mangled up.
Yeah, fucking arthritis.
Wow.
That's all fucked up.
Dude, I just remember loading up that elevator and just letting it rip through the ceiling. That dollhouse.
I always wonder why it was broken. Yeah. You know, fucking breaking it.
Fucking shit go flying everywhere.
So it'd be all quiet in the house, and then you hear bubbles. No, baby D, no, baby D, no. You know, he was tearing up your shit.
That's right. Messing shit up. I'm here to fuck shit up. Mm-hmm. Just doing what siblings do.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yep.
And then Bubbles would beat ass on Baby D because she was a little bit bigger, and we kept telling her, you need to back off, man, because he's going to be bigger than you someday.
Sure enough, that all ended. I just remember when we were on that one trip, the road trip, and we had the travel guess who?
Oh,
and we like, I don't even think we got out of Texas before we were like, he'd be like, hey, is your guy have red hair? Yes. Does he have glasses? Yes. You're Tom. Like, just like, it'd be like so like easy to get it. Like, cause we played it so much. They'd be like, are you a woman? Yes. Are you, do you have blue eyes? Yes. Yeah. You're Sally. Like, just be all.
Oh my God.
Just a quick process of elimination. Uh-huh. Like, Good times. What other travel games do we have? We had a Sorry, I think, was one of them.
Was it Sorry?
Was it Sorry? There was like a board game we had, like a travel board game. Oh, I know shit. Connect Four.
Did y'all do some shit. I Spy shit like I Spy?
Oh, yeah. I Spy
a tire.
A flag flying in the air, and it was Dad.
Flapping in the wind. Damn it, Bobby, no.
And if I could turn around and start smacking. Do you remember when they'd get pissed and they'd be trying to hit and they'd be like in the back seat and you're trying to dodge?
Uh-huh. Trying to dodge a move, yeah. Now, my dad saved it to when we pulled over, bro.
Damn, yeah.
We pulled over and you acted a fucking fool. And then we were like, oh, shit, Dad didn't do shit. Dad didn't do fuck. He didn't do nothing. Fuck him. All talking all this shit. Didn't get out. Come on, let's go to the restroom. Okay, we get your ass beat. Come on, crying. Dang. My brother, come on. Like holding his ass all fucking.
Dude, all sore.
Going like this,
dude. Yep.
Halfway to fucking Laredo, dude. Just sniffling because my dad beat his ass for being fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, man. They need to bring ass beatings back for these kids. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Too much disrespect and back talk going
fuck
on.
Fuck yeah, man. A good fucking smack to the mouth, dude. I think my mom slapped me when I was like 17. I said something stupid to her, dude. She smacked the fuck out of me. I was like, yeah.
I've been slapped and I have my mouth washed out.
Oh, yeah. I remember this open mouth.
You probably deserved it, too.
And you're going to go blind.
Mm-hmm. I'm over here, Dad.
I was going to go blind from two different things growing up. Shit. If the soap didn't
double
get
blind,
me,
yeah.
Whichever one got you first.
One of them's going to get you.
I'll just wash your mouth out until you need glasses.
Yeah, that's some white shit, bro. Because we used to get slapped. When we said bad words, one time my brother said fuck in front of my dad. I think my brother was like 12. Man, my dad literally punched him in the mouth.
Yeah.
Wow. And we're like... I never said a bad word. One time I called my mom. I think my mom was telling me something. I think I was like 14. And she was saying something. I was like, why did I walk away going to the restroom? I was like, man, what a bitch. Like, dang, under my breath.
Yeah.
Bro, I just felt my hair get pulled from the front. It was my mom. Damn. I don't know how the fuck she heard me because she was by the front door. Yeah, she grabbed me and she smacked the fuck. She slapped me like 3 times, bro. I never said that word again to her. Fuck
you
that.
Fucking woke up next,
dude,
next
I never,
summer.
Yeah, dude, I was like, fuck, I woke up in the fucking hospital, bro. Like,
one thing your mom didn't like was don't roll your eyes, man, because some of her students would roll their eyes and she'd want to smack the shit out of them.
She'd take it out on us, man.
This one fucking rolls her eyes or fuck, I don't know if they fall off or about to fucking catch them off the fuck.
That's nah, we would just, we'd get the third degree for no reason. Mm-hmm. Mom come home all pissed from school.
Beat the shit out of
us. Yeah, we'd just be fucking yelling at us and we're like, what the
what?
Fuck?
We
didn't, I didn't do nothing.
Clean up your room.
Yeah, that chalkboard in the garage where okay, make you write 50 times. I will not say
that. I will eat all my green beans. I will eat all my green beans.
I will finish my corn dogs and fish sticks that Dad made.
I will stop deep throating the corn dogs. I will stop deep throating the corn dogs.
I promised to chew the corn dogs. Just swallowed them whole.
Yeah. Oh, gone.
But you would come home and treat all three of us like we were third
graders.
Man.
I know.
Damn.
Yeah, y'all 20 years old, she still thinks y'all in the third grade.
She couldn't leave work at work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny.
That's hilarious.
And I would think the same thing, like, because obviously we would, you know, I'd see teachers in school, and I was like, dang, man, I wonder if my mom's like that. Like... with her students.
Yeah, I don't know what else happened. I don't remember. I mean, it went by so fast.
We did
a lot of shit happened, but
we did a couple really. Car shows this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and we got the very first time we've got Best in Show. We've been doing car shows since 2008.
Yeah.
And to get Best in Show, considering the cars we had to beat, there were some high-end cars there. And
yeah.
It was pretty awesome to get that.
May that was your first one. Time since 2008?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there were some shows where we were almost, like, positive, like, oh, we got this. We, you know, like, we should get Best in Show because of just what was there, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah. it never happened until this year.
So we're coming up on 100 trophies.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
100 shows. It's pretty crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just take a picture with the chally with all the trophies around it, just yeah, stacked up. Like,
you've got a few of them.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I know O has a few.
He's probably got a good 20 or so.
Yeah. He asked me, he wanted to go on a cruise sometime this month. And since I'm off weekends, I can figure something out.
As long as it's not raining.
Yeah, no, because no, that's.
No, yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm.
That's a given.
It's going to start raining from now on. Yeah. All the way through like March, they said. Because we get rain like another 2 days, it's going to start raining again.
I'll just flatbed at home.
Jesus. call Haggerty's, hey. Yeah. Car died and come pick it up.
Yep. Hey, I need you to get roadside flatbed out here.
Yeah. They have to flatbed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, what happened? Well, it's raining. So. I need to say
bring
more?
Bring a flatbed in the cover.
The fuck do I need to say else, man? You know what's up. We'll be right there. What am I paying for? Dude, I think this year we're going to see a lot of shit start to ramp up as far as like.
Oh, because elections foreclosures. Is coming up.
No, like just people. I think people are broke.
Not gonna catch up to them.
It's starting to like now. You're gonna see like the actual bills haven't been paid for the last 4 months. Student loans kicked back in. Like all that's gonna.
Because that stopped them for a while, right?
It started up again. I think in October.
Yeah, it started again. Yeah.
And so people were probably like, "Oh, it's Christmas. I'll just wait until." Nah. We shall see. Yeah, election year. Get ready for another lockdown.
Fuck no, it ain't gonna happen this
year. Mail-in ballots, another lockdown.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting though.
Yeah, I'm ready for it, dude.
That's what I'm ready to. I got a lot of bullets. That's all you need.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna take everybody's shit.
start making my booby traps.
You better get a fucking bee suit, motherfucker.
I will, dude. I have one. I actually have one. I have a bee suit. I'm fucking
gonna be
ready,
fine
dude.
Next year and you just fucking die because of a bee sting, dude.
I know, dude. There's bees? Fuck.
The fuck?
I'm out.
What the fuck you mean you're up, motherfucker?
Nah, fuck this. I'm out.
That's a new terrorist weapon, bees. Release all these bees.
Actually, now that I think about it, I should probably get some more EpiPens just to have on hand. Like, go to the... I'll ask the doctor next visit. I'll be like, yo, like... Prescribe me like 4 more EpiPens. Why do you need so many? Because it's fucking bee time of year, dude. What the fuck?
keep one in the car.
Keep one at work. Keep one at.
You know what? Hey, we should have gotten you a fanny pack. Yeah, that's what I was to say. He needs to wear it.
What's in the fanny pack? EpiPens.
Dang. And a piece of gum.
I wouldn't even say that. I'd be like, they'd be like, what's in that fanny pack? Epinephrine.
The fuck is that?
Here, let me show you. And then get him in the fucking thigh. My heart rate. I can't think of nothing.
Dang.
This fucking
guy. I had forgotten
about
it.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You forgot until we left.
Yeah, she ain't ever going to forget.
She's a woman. She ain't ever going to
forget. Dang, PT. How are you going to do him dirty like that?
Dude, she ain't ever going to forget. That thing's in the front, the back, the middle.
If I can't sleep at night, he ain't sleeping at night.
Dude.
Did I miss a story or what?
That thing is in the back of her mind, the middle of her mind, the front of her mind.
Everywhere.
Top, bottom. It's the whole thing, man.
Yeah.
And it's time and date stamped.
Yeah.
Or does she do like this one?
Burned in, dude.
Like something happens, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, blows it off. The next fucking day when you're sitting on the toilet, she comes in here and she starts yelling at you. She's like, what the fuck? What are you talking? Where's this coming from?
Completely out of context.
Last night, what?
Dang, dude.
I forgot about
that. Shit is time and date stamp.
Women
guys.
Are, y'all are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool because it's like we marinate on it and like.
But not all women are like that, man. Just you. You're the first person I ever seen this shit with.
No, she learned from
yes.
the champ, man.
No, man. I
bullshit.
Fucking. I swear.
Bullshit.
I swear on my dad. Every woman I ever dealt with, it's there and then, and it's done. Shit doesn't get brought up again. Not like you're like, okay, sure. Like, all cool. And then the next day, boom, nuclear strike, bro.
Actually, I'm not fucking cool.
Let me fucking tell you something, Pinel. What the fuck? fuck?
She had a good teacher.
Can I take a shit? You gotta finish this shit? Yeah. Sweet pea.
Sometimes you gotta have a fucking sweet pea moment, man.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thank you again for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed this one. As we head into 2024, just want to wish you all a very happy new year, and we hope to see you all at the next episode, so make sure you're following us on Spotify and Apple, whatever other platforms you can find us out there as well. Appreciate the support, and we will see you all at the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Later.
Peace.